Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
Here we go. Let's get ready and let's hear from the boxers and the promoters as they address a great night of boxing here at Hialeah Park Friday, January 28th, by the way, starting off at 6 p.m. And we're going to be here. So I'd love to meet you guys when you come on down. So make sure you say hi. All right, let's go to the podium. Go ahead, Sean.
We start at 6 o'clock and we're going to go from one till the end to do this event. The event will be streamed live around the world on Fight TV. And we want Miami to come out and support, which could be the future of boxing. There are a lot of guys that a year from now are going to say, "Wow, I saw him fight at Hialeah, and now he's the bantamweight champion of the world or the featherweight champion of the world." So you really want to come out and see this event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets start at as low as $30. You get 10 fights for $30 live with great atmosphere, with flags flying, with people yelling, with people that are really attached and involved and emotional about these fighters. So please come out. I'm going to turn the program over to my long-term partner. I also like to thank, by the way, Henry Ribalta Boxing, because they've been our promotional partner in this event, and they've done a great job and are going to be, and you'll hear from Henry in a bit. But right now I'd like to turn the program over to, I call him a legend. I know in the sport he is. Louis's been my partner for 31 years. He's guided the careers of at least 25 champions, including guys like great Roberto Duran, Wilfredo Benitez, Joel Casamayor, even recently heavyweight champion Charles Martin, cruiserweight champion Murat Gassiev. All over the world, we've done events together. It's been my privilege to be his partner and to be his friend. And I'm going to turn the program over to him for two reasons. One, he knows the Latin market better than anybody in the world. And two, he speaks Spanish also. So ladies and gentlemen, Louis DeCoubre.
Thank you, Leon. Again, I want to thank the Hialeah Racetrack and Casino, John Brunetti Jr., Frank Fury. Frank, I got to say, he really knows how to promote an event. He's gotten all the media out. He's been working the media, doing a tremendous job. And I got to tell you, I am really proud to be part of this event. It's a mostly Cuban event. It's Boxeo Cubano. It's 25 years ago. Me and Julio Martinez did a show at the Coconut Grove Exhibition Center, and it was Team Freedom Against the World. And 25 years later, it's basically, again, the Cubans against the world. And it's got a lot of great fights on tonight. And I got to tell you, I'm proud to be able to represent this kind of main event in Hialeah Racetrack. When you make a main event like this, it's not easy to get two guys to fight each other and top of their game. So, you know, I want to thank the people involved in making this event. You know, Jesse Rodriguez was a big part of it, taking a fight like this. It's a very difficult fight for him. And Luis Chino, you know, he was part of it. And Aldo Mir, you know, my partner, you know, guys are not afraid to take fights. And that's what boxing's coming to. People don't want to come to a boxing event to watch, you know, knowing what corner's going to win all the time. When you come to a fight, you want to see a fight. And if there was ever a pick and fight, is this one. You know, you got Johnny Argalares, the guy that's won the bronze medal in Brazil, you know, 2-3-time world amateur champion. Okay, a guy that, you know, is considered one of the best amateurs in the world. And as a pro, he's undefeated. And with Michelle Banquez, he's got a very difficult fight. I mean, he's a current IBO champion at 118 pounds. Okay, he's gone overseas and fought many guys, so he's used to fighting in a tough environment. So he's a veteran, and I'm very excited to watch this fight. I know the people from PBC are going to watch it. They know that the winner of this fight goes into the fight the top guys. So it's a very big crossroad fight for both these guys. So, you know, I'm very proud to have this part of the main event at the Hialeah Racetrack Casino. The second fight of the night, we have a local kid that, I tell you, he's one of the great promoters. The kid goes on every at Station Talks. He's going to be a mega all day today. He's really worked the show, you know, with the help of all the great media. Has done a great job, you know, for boxing locally. He's been on all the interviews. And this kid's Jorge Romero. He's an undefeated fighter. Hopefully this year he'll be in the mix for a world title fight. I think he's undefeated. He's got a guy, his record, he had 50 professional fights. And even though he's lost 20 fights, he's fought every top guy in the world. So it's a good test for George. I think winning this fight is going to put him in a mix for something big, you know. The third fight of the night, to me, is one of the most interesting fights because we got a guy, Abraham Martinez, Mexican-American. You know, he's been on PVC a couple times. He's a rough dude, undefeated, you know, 9-0, 7 knockouts, you know, can punch with both hands. And he's fighting a kid with only 2 professional fights, but this kid's got 300 amateur fights. And this kid does not know how to take a step backward. Okay, this is Orestes Velasquez. You know, basically it's a fight that people love to see because they're going to be fighting in a phone booth. They both come forward. They both fight, throwing punches with bad intentions. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing this fight, you know. I think the winner of this fight, it's also going to be in line for something good on TV in the 40-pound division. So it's also a very, very interesting fight. To the fourth fight of the night, you know, we got a kid, Ariel De La Torres, the same guy that traveled with Morel all over the world, you know. He's a kid that's very exciting, you know. He's promoted by my partner, Aldo Mir. He's managed by Jesse Rodriguez. And this kid here, you guys are going to be very excited watching this kid fight, Ariel De La Torres. He's always coming forward, okay? He can't be in a bad fight, okay? And the guy he's fighting is 10-1. He's a kid from Virginia. You know, Drew Carell, you know, he's a southpaw, difficult guy to fight. He was supposed to fight a right-handed guy, and the fight fell out. And again, it's good to have good managers, good to have good promoters that are willing to take fights, and that's why I congratulate both Jesse and Aldo for taking fights like this, you know. Those are the 4 top fights. To introduce the undercard, my great friend, partner in this event, one of the great promoters that I've seen in 40 years of boxing, a guy that it's a great, great, great asset to have as a team. He knows everybody in town. He's a great guy, Henry Ribault. He's going to talk about the rest of the card.
Thank you, guys. Thank everyone for coming out. I want to thank the Hialeah Casino, Mr. John Bernetti, Frank Fiore. I want to thank Leon Margulies and Louis de Cubas Jr., who is an encyclopedia in boxing, remembers all the fights from back in the 80s in his head like if it was yesterday. I want to thank some of the people that make this possible, that put their fighters on the card. I want to thank Armandito. I want to thank Aldo, Jesse. I want to thank Lazaro. And I want to thank Julio Martinez, who's like the godfather of boxing, also here in Miami, Florida. I've done many shows, over 140 shows here in the state of Florida. The Hialeah Casino is a wonderful place, as you all know, and we would like to make this become the ultimate venue here for all, not only the local fighters, but like Leon said, for the Latin market. You know, it's a big market, full of talent. We got, when I see all these people together that I could just look out and know faces, Luis, Franco, all the great trainers, everyone working together, it shows a lot of union, and that's never been seen really here in Miami. A lot of the people work by themselves, do their own promotions, but when you team up, there's power in that unity. So like Louis was saying, this is going to be a great night of boxing. We talked about the main events. The undercard is action-packed as well. We got some really exciting fighters. Not all of them are here, but I'd like to talk – the first one I'd like to talk about is Eric Lanzas Jr. Eric Lanzas is from Nicaragua. Lived in Miami since he was young, though, born over there, raised over here, was part of the Nicaraguan national team, has 200-plus amateur fights. And if anybody knows the history of Nicaraguan boxing with Alexis Arguello and all the great Ricardo Mayorga, well, we believe that Eric can be that next guy coming out of Miami, Florida, to represent Nicaragua. There are a lot of Nicaraguan fans here, too, so we'd like to invite them all to come out and show support to Eric. He will be fighting a tough Argentinian fighter. Everyone knows from Argentina, Chino Maidana, Lucas Matisse, anybody who comes from Argentina is usually a pretty tough fighter. They take their boxing really seriously, and we're going to watch them go at it over 6 rounds. Another one fighting on the card is Isaac Carbonell. Isaac is a 6'2" light heavyweight. He's managed by Lazaro and trained by Ufrasio Gonzalez, my dear friend. It's going to be an action-packed bout, too. He's also fighting an Argentinian fella. And there's going to be two kids on the undercard as well that are pretty interesting. One of them is going to be Luis Rodriguez from Puerto Rico. He was part of the Puerto Rican Olympic team. He is a 6'2", 168-pounder, and we have a lot of great expectations for him. So we hope you guys enjoy his fight and embrace him as they come down from Puerto Rico tomorrow, as well as a young kid who's only just turned 18 last month. His name is Derek Ufares. He was also part of the national team. He's got 80-plus amateur fights, very young to make a pro debut, but he's taking advantage of his youth. So we're looking forward to seeing him on the undercard as well. We also have on the undercard, I think you talked about Ariel de la Torres, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ricardo Agüero making a pro debut as well from Cuba. So it is a great night of boxing from Cuban boxing. And we thank all the media for coming out and showing all their support. Every single one of you, George Ebro, Marquito, CBS4, everyone that I missed out, thank you guys for supporting us. We want everybody to support boxing here at the Hialeah Casino. Like I said, it's a wonderful place to be, and I'm just privileged to be part of it with Leon and Louis, Frank and his team. And we invite you all January 28th to enjoy some of the best boxing that we've put together here. Thank you. Let's let them say a few words.
We're gonna have the fighters say a few words. I just want to add something. You know, boxing is a worldwide sport, and we have the International Boxing Hall of Fame in Conestoga, New York. But we have the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame, which is located in the Tampa-St. Pete area. And not only is Julio a member of the Boxing Hall of Fame, I think you are too, George, right?
Not yet.
You will be. Okay. But my promotional partners and I are all members of the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame. And it just goes to show you the level of boxing in a great state with a lot of tradition that's involved in the show. Who's going to call up the fighters by name? Say his name and his record and let him say a few words.
All right, in the main event, coming out of Caracas, Venezuela, with a record of 19-1, 13 knockouts, let's welcome Michel Banquez.
Buenos días. Gracias por esta invitación a esta rueda de prensa. Estamos aquí para dar todo en este próximo combate que tendremos el día 28. Estoy emocionado, estoy alegre. Tenía mucho tiempo sin pelear, entonces volver al ring, me vuelve la vida al cuerpo.
He's very excited to be here. He wants to thank all the media and the press. It hasn't been in the ring in a while, so he's very, very excited and anxious to show what he's got.
Como le digo, vine a hacer una buena pelea. Sé que mi rival está preparado, yo también lo estoy. Será un buen espectáculo, lo vamos a disfrutar. El público se va a sentir bien contento con esta pelea y vamos a dar el 100%.
I'm very excited with this fight. I'm very well prepared for this fight. I know my opponent is very well prepared too, and the victors of this fight is going to be the public because we're going to give them what they want to see. Gracias. And going head-to-head with him at a record of 8-0 with 4 knockouts, let's put our hands together. From Camagüey, Cuba, Giovanni Sarguilago.
Bueno, primero que nada, buenos días. Gracias a Warrior Boxing por la oportunidad de organizar esta gran cartelera, la cual estaré en el main event. Primero decirle que estamos bien contentos con esta pelea el día 28. Será un gran combate, un gran espectáculo. Voy contra un buen rival como Michel Banquez. Ya, como bien dice, está bien preparado, al igual que nosotros estamos 100% preparados. Y pues nada, el día 28 vamos a dar lo mejor de nosotros.
No te vayas todavía. He says he wants to thank everybody and appreciate everybody for coming out. He's also in great shape, he says. It's a privilege for him to fight Mr. Banquez, 19-1. And he's coming to give the best that he's going to give. A lo que tú vas a hacer en la pelea ahora.
Y pues nada, estamos preparados para el día 28 pelear los 10 rounds. Venimos a darlo todos los 10 rounds. Si se acaba antes, pues bueno, felicidades, pero estamos preparados para 10 rounds esta noche.
He's coming to give everything as a warrior. He says he's ready for 10 rounds of action. The fight goes the distance. He's prepared to go the distance to win. And if it comes a little early, he'll take that too. Gracias. And now I'm going to call up a kid like Louis was saying, one of the most classiest kids that I know, that I've met in the last 20 years of boxing. This kid never misses a weigh-in, is never late, doesn't come late to the press conference, is a true professional, not only inside of the ring, but outside of the ring, which sometimes is the most important part of a successful fighter. So I'd like to welcome Georgie Romero.
I just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you, all of you, to be here today. This will be something amazing for all of special Cuban people, all the Latinos here in Florida. This is our home, and we would like to show the best we can do. It's a great opportunity for all the fighters that we are here today. This is amazing. There are big promoters. This is something great. This is something that we will want, that we are waiting for. We are waiting for nights like this one. We are waiting for events like that one. So I believe that this will be something incredible, and I'm happy to be here. Para todos ustedes, gracias por venir, gracias por asistir a esta conferencia. Para mí es un orgullo poder estar aquí enfrente de todos ustedes, poder estar peleando en mi casa, porque así considero Miami desde que mi segunda casa, desde que salí de mi país. Me siento muy orgulloso de poder demostrar una vez más el talento, de demostrar las ganas y los deseos que tengo. Gracias a Frank Fury, al casino, a todos los promotores que están implicados, Henry Rivalta, Luis de Cubas, Magures, en fin, todas las personas que han hecho posible este evento. Yo creo que sin duda alguna no deberíamos dejar de participar, no deberíamos dejar de ir. Como bien comentaba Margures al principio, comentaba que esta era una gran oportunidad para todas las personas que nos han visto prácticamente crecer, tener la oportunidad de llegar a un evento como este y poder ver a los púgiles que ustedes siguen en sus redes sociales, poderlos tener desde cerca. So, espero que no se lo pierdan. Considero que va a ser algo increíble, algo fenomenal. Y nada, gracias a todos por venir.
And Leo, his manager, has done a great job with this kid, as you can see. He learned how to speak English, speaks it clearly, not embarrassed. That's a role model for the up-and-coming kids to learn how to speak English. The next kid we're going to call up is in a really tough fight. It's probably, like Louis said, the pick 'em fight of one of the pick 'em fights of the night, which is Orete Velasquez. He's going to be heading up against Abraham Martinez, who's 9-0 with 7 knockouts, and Orete is only 2-0 with 2 knockouts. So it's a big step-up fight for him. We take our hat off for him being able to take this fight and accepting the fight. And it shows a great warrior spirit, and it shows a desire that the boxers have here in Miami, Florida, to not only, one, number one, be known, but they're risking their careers and potentially taking a good fight, knowing that they're feeling inside of their hearts that they're going to be able to win this fight. So we commend him for that. And let's welcome Orete Velasquez.
Bueno, primeramente quiero darle muchas gracias a todos por estar aquí. Decirle que darle muchas gracias a Warren Boxing, a Frank, a todo el que ha tenido que ver con este evento. Gracias por el apoyo, gracias a mi hermana Lázaro García. Y sí, como todos saben, este 28 tendré una fuerte pelea, ¿no? Con un buen rival. Pero como siempre he dicho, estoy bien preparado para el que sea. Me siento en óptimas condiciones y invitarlos a todos a que ese 28 va a ser un buen show.
He wants to thank everybody for coming out. He wants to thank Frank, Warriors Boxing, his manager Lazaro. And he's very well prepared for this fight. He says he knows this is a tough fight, a fight going against a real tough rival, but he's ready for it. He was born for this, so he expects to give you guys a show come January 28th. At this time, I want to welcome a kid who's really hardworking, good kid inside and outside of the ring. A lot of people know him from the amateurs here. He won the Golden Gloves. He won the Nationals. Evander Holyfield once told me, sitting down at the heavyweight factory next to me, he said, man, I like that kid. And while he was fighting, he hit the kid with a body shot. The kid went down. He looked to the left, and found Holyfield and gave him a wink. And Holyfield used to always talk to me about that. And then as he got a little older, I bumped into him again, and I remembered those things that he did, and I was lucky enough to sign him. and he's a spectacular kid. He comes from a great family, great mother and father, great system. He trains with one of the best trainers here in Miami as well, Herman Caicedo on Caicedo Sports. So it's going to be an exciting fight, and I want you guys to meet him and welcome Eric Lanzas Jr.
Hey guys, I'd like to thank, before anything, the man upstairs, the Lord, because without him, none of this would be possible. Next, I'd like to thank my man, Henry, Luis De Cuba, Warriors Boxing, everyone that's, and Leon Markley's, everyone that's, you know, part of this event, making it happen. You know, I'm very excited to be here, surrounded by a lot of talent from South Florida. I myself consider myself one of those people too, from South Florida, that brings a lot of heat and a lot of excitement to the ring. And, well, you know, I'm just happy to be here. I've been training really hard for the past 3 months to give a great, leave it all in the ring. I want to, you know, give the fans everything they deserve. You know, I want them to remember my name once I step in the ring. And le quiero dar gracias a toda la gente, todos los cubanos que van a estar atentos, todos los latinos de la Florida del Sur. Todos aquí venimos bien contento, bien entrenando bien fuerte para esta pelea. Y le queremos dar el espectáculo a todo South Florida para que nos vean y se recuerden los nombres. Thank you.
And the last kid is a super hardworking kid. He's also managed by Lazaro Garcia. He has trained by Ufracio Gonzalez, who's been doing a lot of good work with him. He's a 6'2", light heavyweight, southpaw, real humble kid. So I'm going to tell him to speak up because he's a quiet kid. Let's put our hands together for Isaac Carbonell.
Buenas tardes a todos.
Hola.
Es una gran oportunidad. Gracias a mi entrenador Franco, a mi manager Lázaro. Por esta oportunidad a Warrior Boxing. Es una gran oportunidad para mí y voy a dar un show el 28. Esperen lo mejor.
He wants to thank everybody for coming out. He wants to thank Warriors Boxing, his managers, his coaches, and he's going to give you guys a spectacle come January 28th. He's going to leave it all in the ring. Give the best of him. Let's put our hands together for Isaac Carbonell. He's going to say a few words in English.
So it's a great opportunity for all Cuban boxer, for young boxer. This is a great show. So my feel is good. So I exciting. So for ready for the fight.
Yes, sir.
And that's a testament for the Cuban fighters when they get here. They gotta fight to learn English. They gotta learn both languages. Not only that, but it's good for them. It's good for their future. It's good for their publicity. It's good for everything they do. And at this time, I'm going to hand it over to the man who's made it all possible for us here. Thank you very much. Let's put our hands together for Frank Fiore.
Thank you, Henry. What a great job you did. Thank you. Leon, Louis, it's an honor and a pleasure to do our sixth event together here at Hialeah Park. Always thank the Brunetti family, John Brunetti, who's here with us today, our president, CEO, the wonderful Steve Calabro, who runs a terrific casino operation and has a great staff who supports us all the way. And I just want to quickly, without naming names, because it's too long, but I want to acknowledge some of the media that has supported us so substantially and impressively during this run. The Miami Herald with Jorge Abreu, El Herald. Maybe hold your applause to the end, unless it's dramatic. And of course, Jorge will be our announcer on Fight TV in Spanish all over the world. Jorge is doing that for us, okay? He's gonna become a star Friday night. Diario Las Americas, Actualidad Radio, Spanish Broadcasting System, Ritmo 95, EVTV, Venevisión, it goes on and on. The list is impressive. We also have a local sponsor for the first time. We've never done this before. And incredibly gracious people from Five Star Jewelers. I know Diana is here with some friends from Five Star. We welcome for the first time, hopefully not the last, Five Star Jewelers. And we were very appreciative of supporting this type of concept and program. I apologize in advance if I've left anyone out. I know it's been a while and I want to get you all moving on. But broadcasting live today, and he will be at the weigh-in on Thursday, and he will be at the event on Friday. Besides the great Fight TV, who's going worldwide, we have one of the great broadcasters of sports in the Miami market for so many years. Most of you know, and certainly should know, who he is. He's over there on the side. We're going live on Facebook at the moment. You know him as the Big O, got the most successful sports podcast in the Miami market right now, Orlando Alizigaray. There he is. The Big O is with us today. Again, one more time, if I've left anyone out, please forgive me. I appreciate so much the turnout, the support from the media and the public and the staff and the Brunetti family and everyone at Hialeah Park. I thank you so much and God bless you all.
We're going to get that main event here for a little face-off.